I'd like to share with you an interesting thing that happened to me this evening. I was home. I got a call from someone in Chicago. I'm going to be in Chicago in a couple of weeks. So they said they want to start a mishmer in Chicago. How do you start a mishmer? I said, beats me, you know, but what do you do? So I started telling him about what we do. And I told him we learn till 11:30, and then I speak 11:30, 15 minutes. Donuts, whatever, yeah, okay. Whatever, it's not again, all the shmuz arrive. He said, what do you speak about? I thought I'd try to find something interesting on the Amid we're learning, so the people who are not learning that Amid would be interested too. I told him, this week I'm stuck. It's all about Asherah trees. Who has anything about Asherah trees? That's what I told him. So he says to me, Asherah trees? There's a whole tumult in Eretz Yisrael about the Xmas trees, that they're Asherah trees, a whole tumult. I said, really? Is there a tumult in Eretz Yisrael? Yes, said, no, there's a whole tumult going on. So what I do, I Googled it, and I had somebody Google it, and I get this article from the Jerusalem Post that's dated December 23rd, 2016, which means it's in tomorrow's Jerusalem Post, but it's 7 hours ahead, so it was already online. So I took out the politics part, but the rest of it is on the back of the sheets I gave out, with the Shulchan Aruch on one side, has the Jerusalem Post article on the other side, the part that's Nageya, without the politics and the dirty names that people call each other. And if you want to see that, you could Google it yourself. And the response that they have there, the response to it, knows this Taka, there's some Rav who said that the Xmas trees come from Asherah trees, that's where it comes from. That they made these trees in Asherah because in the winter all the trees lose their leaves. And these trees don't lose their leaves, they're the god of whatever. And that's where the Xmas trees come from. So this Rav supposedly, I can't trust the Jerusalem Post, but supposedly said you now go into a room with it and you have to stay away from it and the whole business. So it's fascinating to me that Punkt should get the phone call and this whole thing should work out just so. But as far as the Xmas tree being Osir, someone tells you Xmas tree should be Osir. So anybody who's been wide awake when I speak, I try to mention numerous times that something is only Osir if it's one of four things. I'm not going to ask you to list them, but the four things are either the Avodah Zarah itself, or Noy Avodah Zarah, or Mishamshei Avodah Zarah, or Takruvus Avodah Zarah. It has to fit into one of the four categories. And I've mentioned to you that if you have a tzelem or anything made to remind them of the Avodah Zarah, there's no Isser Hanah on something that reminds them of the Avodah Zarah. It's not the goof of one of these four things. So basically the response that they have from some other Rav who wrote a response to the one who answered basically just says that it's a reminder, even if it's true that it's a reminder to an Avodah Zarah, it's not something that's Osir, because we have this klal. If it's not one of those four things, it's not Osir, and they don't bow down to these trees, they're not makriv them, they're not Noy Avodah Zarah. Could be in the church, if they have something, it's a Noy, but in the houses, it's not a Noy, and what? And huh? It's not going to be a Mevatel, because it never started off being an Avodah Zarah. So, Lamaisa, it's fascinating that this Punk should come up now when we're learning the daf on the Asherah trees, but Lamaisa, it's the halacha Shabbai is an easier thing. Before the phone call, I had a mind to speak out something on Hanukkah, so I'm going to do it anyway. But this Nakuda was just a surprise to me. I want to mention to you the din of Kofsa Ein Zokakla. Which I think everybody knows, everyone grows up with it, but don't realize and appreciate exactly what it means. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to light the Ner Chanukah, and at the time you light it, it's got to be capable of remaining lit until the end of the Zman, which is a half an hour after Vada Laila, and that's the halacha of Hadlokas Ner. We pass in Hadlokah Oysa Mitzvah. When you light it, you finish lighting it, the mitzvah is done. If later the menorah goes out, whether it goes out because someone blows it out purposely or the wind blows it out, whatever happens later, the mitzvah is done. When someone lights the menorah and it's capable of burning for this man, the mitzvah is done. Kofsa, if it goes out, ain't zakakla. A person has no ischaivis anymore, and the mitzvah is done. Now, first of all, this morning I was talking to somebody who we're talking about the briska. The briskas have a chumrah that we neman, we, I mean everyone but those who hold the briska chumrah, that the mitzvah is it should burn 30 minutes of Vadei Laila. Whatever you hold is Vadei Laila, has to burn for 30 minutes. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that after 30 minutes, as Lashon is, there's no mitzvah it should burn longer. You can blow it out l'chatchila. Once the 30 minutes is up, there's no mitzvah to burn longer. Mishnah Berurah says, if you have leftover oil, after it burned 30 minutes, it's mutter bahana. The mitzvah is 30 minutes of Vadei Laila, v'zehu. That's the Mishnah Berurah's psak. Those who are machmir hold, then no, the mitzvah is ad shetichlo regel menashuk. That it should burn as long as there are people going. Now, it's taka true. In the time of Chazal, after 30 minutes of dark, there weren't people walking in the shuk. So they talk about 30 minutes. But bisman hazeh, in our streets, the streets are still busy for many hours. So those who hold of such a chumrah, that the takana wasn't 30 minutes, the takana was ad shetich l'regel min hashuk. So they say that now it's got to burn long enough so they put in oil it should burn until midnight or whatever is man. That's the schumra that they're noyig. That they're in the origin of the takon, it doesn't say ad chatzi shah, it says ad shetich l'regel min hashuk. So someone mentioned to me this morning that he's machmir. So I told him, how are you machmir? How big a bowl do you have for your oil? He says, no, he adds the oil, it burns down, and he adds oil while it's burning. So I explained to him that it doesn't work. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to add oil afterwards that should burn longer. When you light it, whatever is there when you light it, that's the mitzvah. You're adding oil later, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't, it's not megareya, but it's nothing. That's the musig of kofsa ein zakakla. The hadlaka does the mitzvah, it goes out, it's garnished. Now, I'll ask you the following shaila. Let's say it's Erev Shabbos, and I lit the menorah already, and somebody comes huffing and puffing, comes running in, the last minute he's coming to me for Shabbos, and I gave up on him, and bang, he runs in, there's like 3 minutes left till Shabbos, he says, quick, I have to light the menorah. I told him, okay, got to climb up, get a menorah, pour in the oil, put in the wicks, you know, it takes a few minutes. He said, I don't got the time. So I'll tell him, I have a great answer. I lit my menorah already. Let's blow out my menorah and blow out the flame. Blow out the flame on my menorah. I was yaitzad, lokai se mitzvah. We'll blow it out. And now you'll light it and you'll do the mitzvah. You know, sounds like a good answer. What do you say?
Huh?
You didn't hear what I said. It didn't go 30 minutes. Had lokai se mitzvah. When I lit it, it was right to burn the 30 minutes. So what? It was right. I lit it in this man. As right to light. Tell me, somebody tell me, is there anything wrong with the plan?
The oil is awesome.
It's also in personal hana. Not having it. You can use it for a mitzvah. If kofsa, you could use it for a mitzvah. It's hooked to the mitzvah. What do you say? It's a good idea. What? Why can't I purposely put it out? What's it? But it doesn't have to. I'm yaitza. I lit it, and I'm yaitza. Who says I have to let it? I'll tell you. This shaila, what? If it goes out, I'm yaitza in a mitzvah. I thought I said mitzvah. Kofsein zakakla. That's what it means. I can't argue. I'll tell you. This shaila, the reason I can't argue, is in the shiurim of Rabbi Yashiv on Masechta Shabbos. There's a note that in the shiur someone asked him this. They write a shalu oides echad sheikle biyamichanaka ein biyadim inayir v'shemen v'udachik shloyaver asman. Ubo levakesh memarcha yes this host she yishloi lechabis there is Chanukah shaloi. Let me blow out your flame of your menaira. If you mash maskin kav sein zokeklo oz yeknolai Hashem and lahadlik ulakayim is there is Chanukah yes the shaylo. So it says that Rabbi Yashav answered zui shaylo shal amaratzis. That's all it says here. So shaylo shal amaratzis. I thought it's a great shy. I thought it's a great eitzah. I thought it's a wonderful eitzah. But I guess you're right. I don't know. He says, oh, shayla of
Amaratzis. What's
the answer? The answer is, it's a shayla of Amaratzis. And Mistami means, of course it's good. What's a shy? So I don't know. You know, it's... all right. I mentioned the shayla at home. So someone said, what do you mean? You have a guest coming? You don't prepare a menorah? Okay, it's a different way to look at it. You know, you have a guest coming. I'd like to share with you, they put out the Matzoi Shabbos Shmuzen of the Tolner Rebbe. He has a very nice piece on Kof Sein Zakukla. He says, it's such a strange thing, Kof Sein Zakukla. The whole thing is Prasuminisa. Why does Chazal make such a takana? You know, you light it. The whole thing is Prasuminisa. You should be Kof Sein Zakukla. It goes out. The feeling is definitely to relight it. I don't know if it ever happened to you. If it goes out, the hergish is definitely to relight it. Why is there a dinner, Chanukah, kofsa in zakukla? You know, if you put up a mezuzah on your door, if it falls down, ain't zakukla. It's ridiculous. You know, the mitzvah to have a mezuzah on your door. So lighting the menorah, the mitzvah is persumenisa. What kind of business? Kofsa in zakukla. How do you understand why Chazal made such a takana of Kof Sein Zakukla? That's what he's coming to explain. So he explains very, very nicely that the yesod of Chanukah is the yesod of doing what you could do, even if it won't come to fruition, even if it won't come to be accomplished. A person has to put in his effort to do, and it's up to Rabbi Yisrael that you carry through. He says, what's the whole miracle of Ner Chanukah is that they did a shtadlus to light, and it lit 8 days, even though they didn't have what to light 8 days. They did. Or Rabbi Miad Miatim. What's Rabbi Miatim? Miatim did a hopeless thing. They went to battle. And it's up to Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael wants it will happen. Rabbi Yisrael doesn't want it won't happen. The whole musig is a musig of putting in your effort. The truth is, the whole Chanukah is Teresh Baal Peh. And Tarshul Bapeh is that way. If you sit in Haravana Gemara, and you spend a whole hour, and you learn wrong pshat, you messed up, you learn a whole wrong pshat in the Gemara. You still Mekayim, it's just Talmud Torah. Because Kof Sein Zakukla, the idea is you have to do what you have to do. And if it happens, it doesn't happen, that's not your Asik. That's his beautiful biur, at least in the Machshava, of Kof Sein Zakukla. And then he brings a maisa. It's just a beautiful, the way it's written is very beautiful. He writes, Kvar hoya maisa bizakeni, schusa yogan aleinu, amen. He says, Zayda, I assume was also a Tolner Rebbe, I don't know from which city. He says, Ki yadua, bishas adlokis neiris chanaka, merovis lavusai, v'cheshkai, lo yoyochala haster atzmai. That even though he hid his greatness, when it came to lighting the menorah, that was his mitzvah. His mitzvah, with a tremendous cheshik and his lavus, v'ashrei ayin shazosa v'rosois ba'avdusai ha'neirah hazois, ba'vaidosai ha'neirah hazois. And it was incredible to see him, ba'achonas ha'menorah, u'belimut shalufnei adlaka, and his mirrors after the adlaka. And Taki, he writes, his yartzeit, he died on the first night of Chanukah. That was his big mitzvah. It says, Pam achas she'osa kol ha'achonos. If they did all the hachonos, b'achonos ha'psilos, v'achas shomer kol ha'tchinos, v'atfilos, he did all his things that the Rebbe's do before hadlaka. U'beirach v'hidlek ha'menorah. He made a bracha and he lit the menorah in front of everybody. Oid koidim shehispik lezamer. He had not yet gotten around to Moisur. Over shom yelet, a child ran through. Knocked over the whole menorah. The chol ha'indim sham nichridu l'nafsham, and everybody was shuddering. What's going to go on? Vafayel erahu omid married lo yodam alasais. The child was frightened. He didn't know what to do. Rak zekeinis chosi avraleinu somach simcha gedaylo. He rejoiced. He said, Baruch Hashem, ata ucha lekayim mashomru chazal, kofsa ein zakukla. So now it can be mekayim the chazal, the kofsa ein zakukla, and it's also the mitzvah to mekayim kofsa ein zakukla, that's what he says. So he ends with a musr, kolach at tzaras lasis cheshbin benapshay, im hoya kaira mikra halazeh et slay bebeisai, im hoya belibai shemetz ubedal, ubedal, I don't know, shal simcha, oides haschia hanafla hazais mitzvah, kofsa ein zakukla. So he writes this, it's a very beautiful story the way it's written, and there's a mitzvah of kofsa ein zakukla, I don't wish it that should happen, but if it goes out, you have this key in mitzvah. So kofsa ein zakukla. We shall have a prayer of Chanukah next week in honor of Chanukah. We're going to have an extra big mishmar. All the boys that come home on Thursday, we have to bring them here Thursday night. And Mi'etz Hashem, looking forward. We'll have a menorah lit in the corner. It'll be kofsa ein zakukla.